folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. It's Eric, the Freedom Streamer, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the broadcast called The American Awakening. It's very appropriate. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog. Mike's temporarily off on another project. You shall return. We pray that Tom Lacovara also may return someday soon. This was originally his time slot. We don't forget Tom, and we want Tom released. Continue to make the phone calls to the prosecutors in Oregon. I believe it's Judge Anna Brown. Lori Anderson has updates on her YouTube channel and her Google Plus account. That's Lori with two R's, L-O-R-R-I, Anderson. And you can get updates on Tom's situation. So we look forward to the return of patriots and a positive, peaceful future. But looking at the enemy from top to bottom, and we can't just look, stop, go, you know, two-thirds of the way up the totem pole of enemy to Hillary Clinton and Obama, you've got to go get to the top and see these elders of Zion who pass the baton along to the modern Zionist families and the royal families of Europe who hold the paper on all our multinational corporations. Look up the Queen's Right of Alberta on the NASDAQ and look up the Bronfman Rothschild, LP, and you'll see Lady Rothschild and the Queen of England, along with the several other suspects, overtly own pretty much everything. I mean, I was even surprised. I mean, the list was so long. We'll get into that one when I'm light on material, and I'll read that. But it's amazing, and you really need to hear how many corporations, the big ones that over British, German, Dutch, Spanish, and Roman royal families own, and they use these protocols of Zion as their playbook. And we welcome Gary in Michigan tonight. Chris can join us. That would be great. He may be busy doing other things, but we want to thank you for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gary, pick up your last thought. You were talking about the wheat in the field and
giving us some analogies and into what's going on. You can you want to continue on that line of thought or whatever you want to discuss?
It'll be just a short little statement here. You see, I'm not sure who appointed Hamilton for Treasury. Now, was it Washington or was it Jefferson? Do you know?
That's a good question. I'll try to find out.
Okay, well, anyhow, he was promoted up there by one of them, much like Trump brought his people in, right? He was in the cabinet. And Aaron Burr says, oh, no, you're not going to have this Jew boy as the Secretary of the Treasury. It's not going to happen. So he challenged him to a duel. Well, he killed Hamilton. Okay? He done him in. And as far as I know, there was never no trials or nothing ever took place. So he knew, Aaron Burr knew right from the beginning. So right from the beginning, we've seen the appointments that these people were making. And and as I can read history a little bit, as you read by the sentence and by the paragraph, there were some big disagreements amongst that top thing, and especially on the cabinet picks. So I'm not quite so sure that Washington and Jefferson and some of these people were what we think they are, or were, okay? But that's just a short statement. One other little point we should understand. When the British came over, when the people come over here, they brought their preachers with them. Many times the preachers were attorneys, okay, from England. And when they come, they run short on preachers for to fill the pulpits of America, they would call back to England, and what do you think England sent us over? More attorneys. So we started out with attorneys in the pulpit, not in all the pulpits, but in the major denominations. And now the attorneys, they continue to control the pulpits because most of the Judeo-Christian churches of America have an attorney. They pay attorney's fees for so-called legal protection, okay? And this is down to the small country churches that I've attended. So with that, I yield to Chris if he's on there, or back to you, Eric. And thank you for the evening. And it's my pleasure to be on here, and I learn more than I give, so I feel a little guilty about that. But it's just a wonderful time to be on. I thank you, and Republican Network. Bye bye.
Thank you, Gary. That's a wonderful insight about the attorneys, and you made me get back to my dictionary here, and I want to remind people about what's called Inns of Court. Inns of Court. That's INNS, like an inn, like where you would stay, like a hotel.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog. You're listening to The American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can go someplace else if you want to hear pimping of Trump all night and all the great things he's doing while the fundies are rotting in jail, while the best patriots in the world are rotting in prison, private prisons, owned by the Goldman Sachs gang that's running the Goldman Trump administration. It's insidious. And more corporate pimps and distractions about Hillary and Comey and emails, this and Russia, that. Well, look at Russians, look at Besimov. The Goldman Sachs operative who put together the whole thing with Rosatom, which owns Uranium One now. That wasn't a Hillary Clinton deal. That was an Isaac Besimov Goldman Sachs deal. Another Goldman Sachs rears its ugly head. Here he brought up the bar attorneys being sent over from England to fill the pulpits and fill the preachers and pastors position. Inns of court, I-N-N-S, like where you would sleep at night. Inn of court. This is on page 678 of the American Heritage Dictionary. It says the four legal societies in England founded about the beginning of the 14th century, consisting of Gray's Inn, Lincoln's Inn, the Inner Temple, and the Middle Temple, which have the exclusive right to confer the degree of barrister on law students. And if anybody thinks this is just a history thing and they're not still in power today, oh boy, you go to Disneyland and play with Mickey Mouse. You're dreaming. You note the Masonic reference, the Inner Temple and the Middle Temple? These are legal societies that pick the lawyers, period, end of story. Why do you think every attorney prostitute in the U.S. today has an ESQ for Esquire next to their name? They're loyal to the crown. They're not loyal to American freedom. Are you kidding me? Mutually exclusive.
anyone who's a bar attorney should be banned from running for political office. That should be an automatic, that bar attorney or Freemason automatically disqualified from running for office. Don't even look at pulling the lever for them. I almost said pull the trigger. Oh, boy. So there it is. They have the exclusive right. Now, the beginning of the 14th century, that's the 1300s. So that would be 1325. And if I'm not mistaken, that would be right about the time, right just shortly thereafter, the Scots fought for their freedom under William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. And the English saw the writing on the wall. And so they figured, how are we really going to get control? Well, if we can get control of the courts, the witch's court, through our Masonic lodges, it doesn't matter who's in power. I care not who prints the currency. I care not what armies do as long as I control the currency, Rothschild. Once again, I care not who gets in power after the American Revolution as long as we control the witch's court, which by 1789, under the Freemason Senator Oliver Ellsworth, the Judiciary Act of 1789 was rammed through and was clearly hated by even other senators at the time. They knew that would destroy this little bit of a teeny republic we had for maybe a dozen years after the revolution that we supposedly fought for our supposed freedom. Gary, any comments?
That's fine. I'm with you.
Yeah, so like Gary said, we don't know who these people really are. I mean, maybe we do now. I guess it looking like there's just a consistent line of, once again, I've been saying this as soon as Donald Trump ran on the Republican ticket, and he wasn't running as an independent, or, you know, I'd hate to shack up with the Libertarian Party, kind of is just completely fried and just disjointed into a mess. But, you know, as soon as I saw him get on with that R next to his name, that R for retard, I knew that was it. Forget it. He's already signed on with the corporation. That means he's going to be in the mindset of running as the president of the corporation called the United States of America in Washington, D.C., all incorporated, and they get all their little hamlets and counties and towns and under their Masons. They're everywhere. I mean, they're just, I called one sheriff in Maryland, Mason, a sheriff Salina, Kansas, Mason. I could go on and on and on, and these are people who I've researched personally. One guy, the sheriff, I'll tell you, if you want to get your sheriff a little freaked out, if they're doing the wrong thing and it's clear that they're a globalist pig and they're really selling out your community, go out in public or call them on the phone. I'd prefer to see you do it in public on video. But ask them, hey, Sheriff, have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons? And boy, will they squirm. You want to get a call back? I've gotten a call back every time I've said that. From the high, if you don't say that, they won't call you. They may have a secretary call you. Usually not. They'll ignore your call because you're a patriot and they don't want to deal with it. But, you leave even just a message for him. I called a sheriff in Georgia once. I said, I don't remember whether I left the message with his secretary. Yeah, I think I left it with his secretary. Wasn't a voicemail. It was with his woman who answered the phone. And I said, I need to know if the Sheriff Hobie, down there has ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons. And she said, okay. And I said, no, he's very specific. And she said, okay. She wrote it down. Man, he called me back so fast. They know you want to get them screwed. You want to get your local sheriff really fried. You want to get back at some, you go ask their supervisor if they've ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons. Oh, and by the way, I think I neglected to say this in my previous broadcast when I talked about debating with a Mason up in the county courthouse in upstate New York. And he said, you know, he was giving me this perception as your perception is your reality, you know, as if you can make up some reality, which is a total lie. And he also said that they have a checkerboard floor at the Masonic Lodge that dance around, and you don't want to step on those black squares, only the white ones, you know, good Mason, bad Mason. And he was talking about how they, you know, they don't like the bad Masons, and, you know, there he was, still a Mason. And I asked him about the child ID program because that was very disturbing for me to find out from Sheriff Gary Hoffman of Queen Anne's County, Maryland. Pretty sure he's still the sheriff there. He called me back in a real nervous
tizzy after I asked him about his contact with the Freemason. I think I still have his voicemail saved. And he, oh, hi, Eric. This is Sheriff Gary Hoffman. I didn't understand the nature of your call a few minutes ago. Can you please call me back and let me know? He was so nervous. You could tell he was wetting his pants. I called him and I said, hi, Sheriff. I said, have you ever had any relationship with a cult called the Freemasons? I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? I said, have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons? I'm sorry, who was this? This is Eric from New York. I'm with the Courtroom Observers Network, and I was just wondering if you've ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? This went on for about 4 minutes. Finally, he said, I'm not currently a member, but I do participate with, them in the Child ID program. That was one of the scariest things I've ever heard a public official admit to me, to my face, basically, over the phone in public. I mean, you know, he'd write out and admitted it. And then called back, very nervous, because I said, okay, great, thanks, bye. And I had what I needed. And the Mason I met up at the courthouse in upstate New York said the same thing. He said, I'm a Mason, and I work on the Child ID program, too. I said, what do you think they're doing with that information? Oh, we database the child, and we just give all the information to the parent. We don't save it. I said, the cop, no, we don't keep it. We don't save it. Everything goes to the parent. Well, then what do they need you for? What, a parent doesn't know that they have a child who's 12 years old and has brown hair? I mean, please, you got to go analyze this child and then put information together on it and give it to the parent and say, oh, here's some information on your son or daughter. They're going to say, yeah, I know, it's my son or daughter. I've seen exactly what you're talking about already. Of course they saved the info because the liar tried to tell me that the sheriff's department doesn't database the information and they don't save it. What a bunch of lying garbage. And that was really scary to hear that the sheriff say, he didn't say the Masons participate with us. He didn't say they participate with me or they work with the sheriff's department. He said, I work with them on the Child ID program. What are the Freemasons doing databasing the children of strangers? Oh, my God. So you know what they're doing now, okay? So we could go down that one rabbit hole another day. But I thought that was very interesting and very scary. And if you want to get a quick call back, just leave a message regarding the Freemasons, and that'll make them really, really, really nervous. They're a lot more afraid of their Masonic handlers and the Jesuits than they are of us. But you can push the right button, and you can get a return phone call from your high sheriff. There's a little trick there of the trade. So anyhow, we're going to get back to the protocol. I wonder if we don't have Chris yet, do we? So, Mike, if we have Chris. Yeah, if Chris's phone's having issues with his phone, boy, I tell you, the enemy in Las Vegas is very strong on many different levels. And most insidiously and importantly, the level that persecutes the patriot, that attacks the truth teller. That is apparently, and it wouldn't surprise me if Chris's technology is being interfered with. So we encourage people to go to courtroomwatch.com, get your jury nullification flyers downloaded, and keep a stack of them with you in your car or in your briefcase and put them everywhere you possibly can. Your life may depend on having that one person in your community that knows about jury nullification. Get down to the county courthouse and do it in the lobby or out front, and down to your town courthouse, your local town courthouse. Some of them have dozens, if not hundreds, of people coming through. What better place to sow the seeds of freedom than a place where there's oppression? Everybody there's being oppressed. Everybody's seeking more liberty. It's not very difficult to go up and talk to somebody about the corrupt witch's court when, you know, they're being abused by it. It's fertile ground. So get down there. And that's why courtroom observing is probably the most single important activist thing you can do. Everything comes down to the courts. I mean, everything. Look at the Bundys. Everything was fine and dandy until they got scooped back up, and now they're in the witch's court and were completely abandoned by all the mainstream media outlets. I mean, in any type of activist way. And you know, if the truth and the righteousness and freedom is being violated, I wouldn't want to be a neutral party. That's acquiescing to the evil. When there's an atrocity, I don't care. You can't be I mean, if you're a journalist and you see, you know, and you uncover, you know, a child rape network, you know, you got to do something more than just do a sterile report. It's like somebody watching somebody get injured or have an accident, and they, instead of helping, they stand there with the camera and get as much video footage as they can. So there's my gripe on that. So anyway, be an activist. Get your jury nullification flyers handed out. I'm going to keep harping on it because I know there's a few people out there. I can just tell, I can sense it, that, you know, they haven't done it yet. They kind of would like to, and maybe they just haven't got around to it. Don't wait any longer. Get those jury nullification flyers handed out. You can dress it up a little if you want. Don't rewrite it too much because I wrote it a certain way for a certain reason. So, but you could make a nice header out of it and put it in some color or something like that. So, but use your imagination and get out there and do something. Finally, at long last, InfoWars was really talking about the Bundy case. I mean, a year and a half, Johnny come lately. But, and you know, they might have mentioned, I think Larry Klayman was on a few weeks ago, mentioned it briefly. It was a short segment. It was 10 minutes and then back to Hillary. That's not appropriate. There should be an hour of every broadcast on every other of the big names devoted to the Bundy and what's going on with the Patriot persecution. But here's the problem. This is why we would have been better off with Hillary, because now we got the Patriot persecution going on, and because it's Trump, nobody wants to talk about it. They don't want to make Trump look bad. They don't want people to know that under the cover of this new, quote, administration, that the Patriot persecution is worse. The green light was given. All right, cool. We got cover now. Covering fire. Okay, great. So under the cover of fire, or, you know, under the cover of darkness, under the cover of swimming in under the surface of the water, sneaking in by stealth, right out of the Zionist protocol playbook, bringing in this administration of pseudo-patriotism, and all it is another corporate dictatorship. And so, hey, the real evil, what do you call the deep state, or the power behind, you know, the executive services, the incorporated, the hit squads that they've hired, the mercenary government, and all its hitmen and hitwomen, got the green light and the thumbs up to go get them. Go get the Bundys. Go get the Lacavaras. Go get the Chris Cave of Las Vegas. Lock him up on a psychiatric. And there's people around the nation into the numbers of hundreds of thousands who don't have. Look at the Hammonds. Have people forgot about them? Those people did prison time for something they didn't do and then got resentenced because it wasn't harsh enough. I mean, what an evil, evil, wicked government. And it's boggles the mind how the average person can let this happen. And once again, you know, the Bible didn't say everybody, it said the remnant. So please join the remnant. Stay with this broadcast. Spread the truth. Download your jury nullification flyers. Be a force multiplier and relink, post links to this broadcast everywhere you can. There's a gazillion websites out there that you can post a link to this broadcast and bring in listeners by the hundreds, if not the thousands, and really help out the RBN network. And don't forget to support the network and the sponsors of this network. Listen to who's got enough guts and enough gonads to run an ad on the RBN network while Eric the Freedom Screamer is talking about the Zionists and the Vickers and the Freemasons, the places a lot of other entities don't go. And I know some of the smaller guys like me will go there, but the big boys and girls aren't going there. You ever hear Sean Hannity or Alex or anybody talking about this? It's all, you know, let's interview the next reality star. Let's get somebody to tell us about Trump. News from Burr. I mean, it's like, the Washington, D.C. has been all rebuilt into his beautiful nirvana. It's like Nazi Germany. It's like today in Berlin, the Führer said, today the Führer in Berlin did this. And according to the Führer today from Berlin, the news from Berlin said the Führer said this. I mean, that's all we get. We're not getting any truth. Nobody's talking about Bessemoff putting together the Uranium One deal, Betsy DeVos running NeuroCorps, which is intimately tied to the Israeli Air Force through iMexico, and its licensing of the NeuroTor, the most advanced brain monitoring device in the world. Yikes. And that woman is going to be the head of the education department, which has the closest immediate access to your children. Get them out of the public school system before it's too late. Figure something out. Get together with a network of local people who also want to homeschool. Ron Paul has, I heard, a decent homeschooling plan. Might have to jump through some hoops with your local commissar. Just tell him to go screw and do it on your own. But I'll leave that up to you. But I do encourage people, boy, it's like when you go in the hospital, they consider that they own you. And when you sign on the dotted line, the public school, same way, hospital, public school, you send your children there, your consent, they think that you've just consented to them basically taking your child. And in upstate New York, we got the most disgusting. Of course, it was put over in the nicest terms, and it sounded so good. Summer learning camp. We'll talk about summer learning camp and how it's nothing more than a ploy to get your child for 12 months instead of 9. And pretty soon it's going to be those 6 or 7 at night. And then before you know it, it's going to be, we have sleeping facilities here. Why don't you just let your child stay overnight, and we got them. We'll be right back after this break on The American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer, with Gary in Michigan. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network, won't you? Thank you. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, folks. Stand your ground. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer. You are listening to The American Awakening. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog temporarily. I want to thank John Stattmiller and Mike Herzog and Mike on the board, everybody who's made this possible. I want to thank everybody who listens and supports the network. My name is Eric, the Freedom Streamer, and thank you for joining us tonight. Is anybody comfortable with Betsy DeVos, the head of NeuroCore, which has the most advanced brain monitoring techniques in the world, being the dictatoress over your children through the education department? Wasn't that department supposed to go away? Weren't these agencies supposed to get completely liquidated? I mean, dissolved? everybody put out to pasture, too bad. Go get a real job. I don't care. These people are thieves in the government. They're evil and they're thieves. You heard the protocols last night. You be in government, you're those who hire, the people who decide who gets hired to be in government, okay, because these are all jobs that you get hired for. People just don't come in and take them over on their own. You got to get approved and you got to get hired. The hiring is done with the full disclosure to people that, hey, you have to be comfortable with stealing people's private property and not thinking twice about it. And those are the people that they look for. I know someone who was put out to pasture from a special forces training, three-letter agency training, because he has placed a tumor. And they told him, because your value on life is too high, we need people who are willing to get innocent civilians killed, as many as possible, to justify the existence of the agencies. So they're just not hiring the good people. The good, they're only the bad. The good people that are in there are getting put out to pasture. Seeing that happen firsthand in upstate New York here, very powerful person put out to pasture because this person was doing very just and righteous things all of a sudden and realized that realized what we were doing was a good and just thing. Let's just say that. And that person got retired very, very early. And so, and only got a lot of extra money too for it. So you can be greatly rewarded for doing the right thing. Was bribed into early retirement. Very good person who was helping get free innocent people, and that was really helpful. And we'll get into some of those cases at a further date. But I want to thank you for joining us. We're coming to the top of the hour, so I'm just kind of chewing up the last minute or two here. When we come back, Gary's going to give us a prayer. We're going to get into the protocols. We take your calls at 800-313-9443. Feel free to join us. Our callers are awesome. 800-313-9443. So please support the network. Don't forget, we rely. This is not a government funded operation. This is you. And if you value what you hear, please show it. You can communicate with myself, Eric, at Eric Hughes. That's Eric Hughes. That's my middle name. .ny@yahoo.com. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for joining us on The American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary in Michigan. Please support the network. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums of dime in your prime. Call, say beware, dawn, you're
Hi, welcome back to the American Awakening, my friends. Thanks for joining us tonight on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm joined by Gary in Michigan. I've just been informed that our live stream has been knocked off the air right at the beginning of this broadcast. Oh, hum-de-dum-dum-dum, go figure. It wouldn't possibly be because I don't like what we're talking about. Well, that's a really good sign. I know it's not great for the network, but it shows that we're talking about something that they really makes the powers that should not be uncomfortable, and that's what we want to do. Did we have a... I heard that Chris?
It is. You catch a lot of flack when you're over the target.
That's exactly the saying I was looking for. The flack is always heaviest when you're right over the target. And when you're talking to, and when you're over the target of the elders of the Protocols of Zion, boy, I can see why. So this risk reconfirms everything we've known, that this broadcast is the one that really bothers them. I didn't hear many of the other ones that are pimping Trump. They're not getting knocked off the air. Hell no. They're pimping the new administration. Happy days are here again. Bundys are sitting in prison. Happy days are here again. Jeff Sessions is great. Tom Lacovara is locked up. Oh, but Trump's flying around Europe. Meanwhile, patriots are getting persecuted and suffering, like Chris in Las Vegas, who got locked up for 2 months in a psychiatric ward. Was Jeff Sessions there for him? No. How can anybody call Jeff Sessions an honorable man and anything even close to being a patriot? He's a corporate slut. That's what he is. He's a moron. He's going to do whatever the system, he's going to do whatever he has to do to uphold the system, come what may. He doesn't care who's got to go to the witch's court, come on lawful activity. He's not going to look into any civil rights violations of Chris, who got locked up unlawfully for 2 months against his will. That's it. That's disgusting. That's a crime. That's an atrocity and a crime against humanity. It's been banned by everything from the Geneva Common Law to the Geneva Convention. And what is Jeff Sessions? And what are we hearing? Oh, well, Jeff Sessions is going to have to go because he's not prosecuting Hillary. I don't think so. There's a lot bigger and better reasons and bigger fish to fry reasons than Hillary in this. How about his persecution of the patriots? How about his increase of asset forfeiture and seizure? How about his expansion of the drug war against their own people? For weed, of all things, the most harmless, and actually has been proven to be quite medicinal, and he's going to go after it hard and heavy. Fill up those prisons, because, of course, his pension's invested in the private prison system that's torturing the Bundys tonight as we speak. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, you kind of have to follow the money and figure if he's fighting against legalization of marijuana, maybe he has an interest in illegal marijuana. If you've cornered the market on the distribution network, you wouldn't want to give it up to legitimate reasons and cut in on your income, because then your price would drop, or else you'd have other people getting chiseling off of it, and it wouldn't be quite as lucrative, I'm guessing.
Well, sure. Well, it's multi-angle. I mean, then they're filling the prisons, and the courts are bonding all the cases, and I hear DuPont owns hundreds of thousands of acres of land in anticipation of legalized hemp, and it's a food, it's a fuel, and it's a fiber. We're talking hemp now. We're talking not about the stuff that gets you, you know, stoned. We're talking about the hemp. It's a food, a fuel, and a fiber. Jeez, it's one of the healthiest foods there is. Super high in unsaturated fatty acids. Almost a miracle food. Wonderful. In substitute, if you fish oil or anything like that, if you're a vegetarian, you want to take hemp seed oil. Hemp seeds or hemp oil is great. I like probably the hemp seeds better. The less refinement, the better. And they sell shelled hemp seeds right at your local health food store, and, you know, there's all kinds of companies. But, of course, you can't buy American hemp seeds. The two countries that you find on the shelf that's grown in either Canada or China. Now, why is it that we can't grow our own hemp here when it's a food
a fuel. It can be used to as a biofuel and be refined into all kinds of it could run the nation. We wouldn't need big oil anymore, but boy, that wouldn't be too good for Tillerson. He's the Secretary of State and the head of one of the biggest oil companies in the world. And it's also a fiber. It can be made into, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's a picture of an old Ford built a car once entirely out of hemp. It can be made so strong, like Kevlar, in layers that, it's just a miracle substance. And the hemp doesn't have any THC in it, so it's not a drug. This is strictly a commodity that they want to eliminate from our society to make everybody poor. The more things they can eliminate, a little at a time. I mean, hell, now you got to get a permit to walk a dog, to walk somebody else's dog in New York City. If you're a dog walker, you know, and you have 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 customers and you walk their dog because they don't have time, if they can't get home from work, the people who do that for a few extra bucks, now they got to get permitted. It sounds just like what the British did to the colonists.